The phenomenon of stalking is nothing new, but with technological advances, we now have cyber stalking, cyber harassment, and now we have aggravated cyber stalking.
ECSO Chief Deputy Chip Simmons. 31-year-old Sean Michael Vest is charged with 15 counts of aggravated stalking and cyber stalking. Leading the investigation is Deputy Amber Bernard.
Basically, Mr. Vest, just through our investigation, he began a series of harassing text messages and phone calls to several women by pulling their public photos off of social media and continuing to harass them through all hours of the day and night. He then used these photos on some sexual dating websites along with some graphic images and graphic content, which just added to the cyber stalking.
Bernard said the harassment occurred between December 16th of last year and last Friday when Vest was arrested.
The suspect in this case was very specific. He noted himself as Mr. Pervert. So any other victims that we get along the way, if you get text messages from a Mr. Pervert, that's what this case is specific to.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says Vest is also accused of collecting photographs of victims, including children, from social media sites and then selling them to sexual websites.
We want the public to understand that if you engage in Facebook, any social media activity, if you post pictures of yourself and your children, we sadly live in a world today that there are no protections for you not ending up a victim of an internet-based crime.
We intend to prosecute this case very vigorously based upon the nature of the conduct and the number of victims that we have.
Assistant State Attorney John Molshan says a special prosecutor will be assigned to the case, adding that one challenge will be the fact that cyber stalking, or cyber anything else for that matter, did not exist 20 or 25 years ago.
This is one of those areas of the law where the law is not caught up with the technology that is out here. This is one of those cases that we will learn from. I'm sure we're going to run into issues that will become problematic, and maybe we can adjust the law to deal with this type of behavior.
Meanwhile, the investigation is continuing, and Sheriff David Morgan believes others will begin to come forward.
We wanted to let everyone know, especially our current victims in Escambia County, that the arrest has been effected, and hopefully he's out of that venue right now. If you've been a victim or you're on the periphery of this, please call us. We want to ensure that we get the full scope and magnitude of what this case involves.
Sean Michael Vest is in the Escambia County Jail under $375,000 bond. His initial court hearing is set for February 10th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.